Tiani, good evening and welcome to Kakasi Music Sessions.
Hi, Mario.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
We're great, thanks. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us this evening.
You're most welcome.
So, I just want to ask the question quickly, just briefly. Today, we're going to be covering the difference between needle time rights, performing rights, and mechanical rights. Can you just briefly explain that to me, the difference between those?
Okay, so I mean, that's a very common question that we get a lot. And I think the easy way to explain it is to start with performing rights. Mm-hmm. So performing rights is basically the right to play music in public, right? So, I mean, like the technical term would be to use a musical work in public, and musical work is what so Samuel would then administer performing rights, which is the right of the composer as well as the publisher. So for example, if you are a composer, then you'd be a member of Samuel. Mm-hmm. And then as Sampra, we administer needle time rights, which is the right to play a sound recording, a commercially released song in public. So it's very much similar to performing rights, except that this is a right of a performer as well as record companies. Mechanical rights is the right to make a copy of a musical work. For example, as Gagasi FM, you use music in public, you would then pay a license to Samuel for performing rights, you'd pay a license to Sampra for needle time rights, you'd pay a license to Capasso for mechanical rights. So if a musician is a composer, but they're also a performer, then they would earn royalties for performing rights, they would earn royalties for needle time rights, they would earn royalties for mechanical rights.
All right, makes clear sense to me. So you are part of this organization which is called Sampra. Who do you guys actually, or what do you guys actually represent?
So we would then represent performers. So a session musician, or what we call a featured performer, backing vocalists, instrumentalists, producers. But then we would also represent record companies. So if you as Gagasi play music by Tiani, for example, and on my track there are session musicians, there are instrumentalists, and obviously the song has been recorded by a record company, then we would represent everyone, and we would then collect license fees from the likes of Gagasi, and we would then pay those as royalties to the performer as well as to the record company.
All right. And if I'm in lack of, maybe I make a song and then it's maybe playlisted or playing in international markets, will you as Sampra still pay me?
That's correct. So as Sampra, we have what we call bilateral agreements with other collecting management organizations around the world. Mm-hmm. So if your song, for example, is played in France, if your song is played basically anywhere in the world, we would then collect the money that your song would have earned in terms of needle time royalties from those markets, and we would pay it to you here in South Africa.
Oh, nice. Dope. And if I am a member of Sampra and you guys are able to collect the money for me, can I still be a member of another collective organization such as Capasso?
Yes. So, for example, we always advise people to be members of the other organizations, simply because, I mean, we are not in competition with Sampra. We are not in competition with Capasso. It just means that as a musician, you are able to earn three royalty revenues. So, for example, if you're a member of Sampra, which is where our organization, you can when your music is played, you can earn middle time rights royalties. But if you're a member of Sampra as well, you can earn performance rights royalties. And if you're a member of Capasso, you can also then earn your mechanical rights royalties. So we always advise people, in order for them to ensure that they get maximum benefit in terms of royalty, to be a member of all those three organizations so that they can earn as performers, but also earn as composers, as well as publishers, as well as record companies.
How can I get in touch with Sampra for more information if I, you know, am now listening to you talk and say these things? Is there a way that I can get in touch with you guys so that I could be more informed, as well as maybe start joining the organization for collections?
You can go to our website. Our website is www.sampra.org.za. They can also call our office line, which is 011-789-5784. They can also get hold of us on social media. On Twitter, we are at Official Sampra. And on Facebook, we are South African Music Performance Rights Association. On Insta, we are Sampra_RSA. They can also drop us an email, but they can also come and visit us at our offices. We are in Braamfontein in Johannesburg at 20 De Korte Street. It's the same same building where you can also find Samro and Capasso.
All right.
So yeah, I mean, there are multiple ways in which people who are interested in the music industry, people who would like to know more about the music industry, who would like to know more about Sampra, can get hold of us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chief Stakeholder Officer Tiani Maluleka from Sampra joining us this evening. Thank you again for all the information that you've given us today. We are definitely going to be getting in touch with you again next week, maybe picking you on another aspect of the music business.
Thank you so much, Mario, for having us.
Thank you.